Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Monday, November 2nd, and this is another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, to get another daily drop of education and use that education and hopefully apply it to our lives to get a little bit of inspiration and see the benefits of utilizing natural solutions in our daily lives. On Mondays, we have a guest speaker who comes on to share with us something more about the products and specifically how we can utilize them in their life. On Wednesday, we're going to be covering some personal and professional development topics as well as skills development. And, of course, on Friday is our team testimonial calls. If you weren't here for last Friday's call, be sure to go to dailydropradio.com and download the archive. Download last week's call was amazing. Big thanks again to everybody who came out to participate on that. Today, I'm excited, and I'm going to be handing the time over here to Holly Olmsted, who is going to be helping us understand more about healthy weight and metabolism management. Is that right, Holly? Are you with us?
I am. This is going to be a great product call.
Fantastic. Well, it's a pleasure having you here again with us. I always love hearing whenever you come out to speak. You always have fantastic information. I love your passion and your enthusiasm for the oils and all that they can do. So looking forward to hearing today's topic. Time is yours.
Well, thank you. Then we'll... Awesome. Let's jump right in with this because, as Ryan said, we are going to talk about weight management today. And it is said that 9 out of every 10 people who decide they want to set some goals, maybe it's for the New Year's resolutions or they're trying to get ready for a big event, their top priority is weight. And they're very concerned about how they look. But I want you to really focus on about how you feel, because even though we're going to talk about weight, I really want you to put that in terms of how does my body feel, more importantly than how does it look right now, because the body is an amazing machine. It is perfectly designed by the Creator to regenerate, to do, to have the things it needs, and I can tell you that most of you have recognized in our society that being really, really skinny doesn't necessarily mean that you are really, really healthy. So let's just be very clear on what we're going to talk about. We are not going to talk about how to be a sick. We're going to talk about how to not be sick. We want you to feel your best. And as you do feel your best, you will also look your best. And everybody's best is a little bit different. There's some people who are very thin boned who still look very healthy at a very low weight. But there's other people who don't. They have a little bit thicker bone. They have a bigger structure and they want and need to have some curves and padding on their body. So as we talk about this, do not get discouraged if you're not fitting into that size 3. It doesn't have to be your ideal position. It's going to be how do you feel? And so let's start with the basis that we all know is really, really key. There is a called a wellness pyramid that doTERRA emphasizes in a lot of their education. And there are 6 steps to this pyramid of wellness. And no matter what plan you're on, you can try so many different fads and diets and things like that, you will never be able to substitute with anything the need for eating healthy. It's what you eat that is going to make the biggest difference for you, because you need a certain building blocks in your body to support the processes. Your body systems, your body building blocks are intricately woven together to create the physical energy you need, the emotional energy that you need, the mental energy that you need, and even the spiritual energy that we need. These are definite needs in our life. And I like to help people understand in my teachings that you have 2 basic existences, meaning you have 2 worlds that you need to focus on. One of them is your physical world. your physical world is all those things that you eat, you do, you think. Because of a reactive, proactive lifestyle that you've created. But the other world is our spiritual world. And our spiritual world is what masters our physical world. It's those thoughts that come into your head. It's those beliefs that you have. It's those understandings of why you do what you do. Your spiritual world needs to be just as strong as your physical world, because when those two worlds overlap, we have an emotional world. And most of us reside in that emotional world. We don't feel like it. We don't have the energy or the mind power to do what we know we should be doing but don't want to do. So in this emotional world, it's where we make 90% of our decisions. Even when you buy something or when you do something or how you spend your time is usually highly influenced by that emotional world. And we need to step back and we need to say, I realize that I really should be eating a healthy way, but my physical body says I want sugar. So how do we overcome that? Well, we're going to start changing things in our physical world, and we're going to talk about some products that are really good for that. But we also start strengthening our spiritual world with, I'm going to change my thought process from I live to eat because I should be able to enjoy whatever I want and do whatever I want and still have whatever I want. Well, that's not reality. The reality is you should be eating to live. And when you make that change in your mindset, in your spiritual world, and you start mastering that physical desires, your passions, your appetites, you're going to see a balance come in both worlds that's going to create that happy, peaceful, healthy emotional world. So let's start out with some positive affirmations of, I love my body. I love how I feel. I love how I look. I am beautiful. I can be whatever I want to be. And really get clear on what that is. Really be committed to making your spiritual world master your physical world. So then we're going to go into, all right, so what are some of my physical options? What do I need to do? I know that I've been taught I need to eat fresh fruits and vegetables, lean meat, whole grains. And in the past, we've kind of had this visualization from our government of eating a certain amount of servings of vegetables and fruits and fats and sugars. But I want you to just take this little exercise and think about, what would you describe as a healthy meal? Now, this is going to be different for all of you because some of you have been on this journey for a long time and you're starting to realize that there are certain components of our health food industry that are not as healthy as they want you to believe. And I know that some of this is controversial until you truly understand the foundation of health. But when you get to a state in your age that you're no longer able to tolerate dairy products very well, realize that the calcium that your body needs is not getting the most benefit from dairy. It actually is going to get the most benefit from the leafy greens, from the green, fresh vegetables. So you're going to actually need to change this mind shift from milk does the body good when it really is not doing adults any good, because only children were designed to be able to metabolize those kind of fats so that they could grow quickly. And adults don't need those components to have good, strong calcium. Now, before you throw a fit about that, just do a little research on it. And if you still feel like consuming dairy is in your best interest, then please do. I know that for myself, that for a long time, I would just get bloated. My stomach would be upset. Every time I'd eat a bowl of Cheerios and milk, or I would have a milkshake, or I would have a large amount of cheese on my Mexican food or something, I couldn't figure out why I was so gassy or why I was getting bloated. And it turned out to be it was the dairy. As we start to think about what does it look like to eat properly, let's start focusing on these whole foods that we need to eat. And if we really get good at it, we're going to be able to fill our plate as big as your hand spread open. You open your hand and your fingers are extended, you're going to fill your plate with fresh vegetables. Now, yes, don't get me wrong, fruits are very important. But I want you to really focus on fresh vegetables, whether it's a salad, whether it's broccoli, lightly steamed, or just some cut up cucumber as a snack, you know, some carrots. What is it that's going to give you those fresh vegetables? And if you can eat the organic ones, you're going to get the living enzymes that you need. So consider a tomato that we think we're eating very healthy nowadays. It's not organic. How long does that last on your counter? If it's lasting for more than a couple of days, it has been designed to not break down because it creates profit loss for the food industry. So they've removed the live enzymes in that tomato that are actually the best thing for you, because when an enzyme comes into your system, it helps break down all the food that you've been consuming into components your body can then utilize, so building blocks and repair. If you're not getting enough fresh fruits or fresh vegetables in your diet, then you're going to want to consider using a product called Terrazyme. Terrazyme, designed by doTERRA, has very powerful living enzymes that will liquefy and help break down any foods that are already stuck in your system or bloodstream. It helps break down some of those proteins that we haven't been able to break down that is causing maybe some inflammation in the body. So as we do this, we want to make sure we're using them consistently in our daily regimen routine so that we're getting fresh vegetables and perhaps the Terrazyme on a regular, consistent basis, just so your body can even start to utilize the foods that maybe you are giving it, okay? The second thing we want to consider are complex carbs, the whole grains, the things that we usually love to eat in bread and things like that, potatoes, beans. These particular food groups shouldn't be on your plate bigger than your fist. So as you close your fist and you look at it, if you're going to have a potato, your potato should not be bigger than that. If you're going to have a grain, your plate shouldn't be bigger than that. But when I say grain, I know a lot of us immediately start to think of bread. And we think of whole grain breads, and we think of lots of yummy breads. And yes, there are some really healthy, yummy breads out there. So I'm not going to say you shouldn't eat bread, but I want you to consider that in our breads, even if they are healthy breads, they still have a yeast component. And if you've been struggling with a lot of slow metabolism or a lot of pain. For my instance, I was having a lot of pain due to fibromyalgia. And because of this issue that I personally was dealing with, I discovered for myself that if I could stay away from the foods that had a yeast in them, such as bread, that I didn't have as much ongoing problems, because that yeast see something in your body called candida. And candida is something that creates a lot of off gas and a lot of inflammation in the system, which creates a lot of issues in the body. And we want to support the body with healthy things so that everything can be in its proper order. So we want to be reducing the candida, not feeding it more yeast and more sugar. So make sure that when you are eating your healthy whole grains, that you're thinking of quinoa, that you're thinking of barley, that you're thinking of easy proteins that you can consume without really overtaxing the body with extra processed flours. One of those things that I like to substitute in my daily life is the trim shake. And the doTERRA's vanilla trim shake is my favorite. There's chocolate. There's also a vegan version because the trim shake does have a whey protein in it. But it also has a lot of really yummy fruits and vegetables and things that we can add in to this protein base to make it really tasty. So one of my favorite trim shake recipes is I will take a cup of almond milk, about a half a cup of ice, about 2 teaspoons of raw peanut butter or almond butter, and I will add in actually the chocolate trim shake to this one. So I have a scoop of trim shake to that, and then a frozen banana. And I swear this is like heaven on earth, because it has that yummy, creamy ice cream taste, and it is so full of those whole grain proteins that my body is just sucking up and saying, I love this. In the vanilla trim shake, I love to use, once again, almond milk or maybe coconut milk and some water to thin that out with some ice. And I add pineapple and I add peaches or I add whatever frozen berries I might have in my freezer. And once again, really, really yummy. And it creates this meal for me that is every bit as healthy or healthier than eating just plain whole grains. But sometimes they get a little bit, you have to get a little bit creative on cooking. And that takes some time when we talk about meal planning, which we won't have time to do today because it's only 30 minutes and I talk a lot. So as you're making this daily plan on what you're going to do, make sure you're starting with eating right, understanding what that is. The other thing we can use from doTERRA to help create that healthy foundation is a product called Terra Greens. Terra Greens has a blend of fruits and vegetables in it that are going to give you a lot of those foundations of micronutrients that you're in need of. For instance, it has kale powder, dandelion greens, spinach powder, parsley, collard greens, broccoli, cabbage. It has the grasses such as wheat grass and alfalfa and oat and barley. And then it adds in those yummy fruit flavors of pineapple and guava and mango and goji and mangosteen and cherry. These are going to be a great to add into your smoothies, any kind of smoothie, maybe it's your trim shake, maybe it's just a frozen smoothie, maybe it's whatever you want, your baking that you want to add that to. You can add your greens in a very fast way. If you're looking for something to help control your appetite, because that's sometimes a lot of our concerns, is I just feel like I'm always hungry. Number one, if you start eating healthy organic foods, your body is going to get what it's needing, and it's not going to be as hungry. People tell me, I can't afford to eat organic, and I tell them, but if you eat organic, you're actually going to eat less. So my budget for my meals has not changed. In fact, if anything, it's gone down, even if I buy organic, because I eat less. That's what we're eating last night. I made a big chef salad for dinner last night, and my daughter, who usually loves to eat potatoes and things like that, she couldn't even finish her salad. She goes, is this because healthy foods fill you up faster? And I said, it's true. When you truly eat healthier, you don't eat as much. Now, with that thought, if you want to boost your metabolism and you are trying to control your weight or reduce your weight, make sure that you're eating something healthy every 2 hours throughout the day. This is really important to keep that metabolism moving. If you're only eating one big meal a day or twice a day, your body goes into starvation mode and it does not metabolize things as quickly and as well as if you give it something every 2 hours. So you're going to want to make just a little bit of a plan and say, okay, I'm going to have some almonds for my first 2 hour snack. I'm going to have a shake, a protein shake for my second. I'm going to have some carrots and hummus for my third. It's going to be really simple stuff, and I promise you, if you do that, you're going to start realizing that your body is dropping weight because it's metabolizing the healthy foods that you're giving it faster. It boosts your metabolism. In addition to that, we have an appetite opportunity in doTERRA called control. You want to go into the Slim and Fasty components of the doTERRA website. Under control, there is an instant mix with a new thing called Apicil. It is a patented spinach extract that tells your brain you're full faster than some other things can tell it. So look into that and see if that is something that's going to help you. All right, because we're limited on time, real quick, water. Absolutely pure water is going to be your best friend. If I could tell you to change one thing in your life starting today, it would be drink more water. If you're not drinking 64 ounces or half of your body weight in ounces of pure water, you're hurting it. Your body is not getting what it needs because it's so many building blocks in your body needs water. And then when you have that healthy food, those I think last time we talked about the supplements of lifelong vitality, which I love and use every day, the Terrazyme, and please don't forget your probiotics. We're so really dedicated at killing things in our body, but we're not very good at healing them, and that's the probiotics. Make sure you're using these products on a regular basis and feeding your body the whole foods it needs. Once you have control that part of your life, you're getting better and better with your daily choices, you're going to have the energy and the less pain, so you're going to have a desire to actually exercise. Now, when we say exercise, some people go, oh my goodness, I just don't have time to go to the gym, I don't have time to do that. Reality is, you don't have time not to exercise, because all you have to do is make a 30-minute walk around the block while you're talking to a friend on the phone, or listening to your music that you enjoy, or listening to a book on CD, on Audible. Whatever it is, make sure you're getting in 30 minutes of physical movement, because be grateful that you can, right? Because if you stop exercising, your digestion doesn't work as well, your bones lose its density, your muscles are not metabolizing, and the stronger the muscles you have, faster your body will lose weight. So if you really want to lose weight, then you need to be lifting weight or doing push-ups, using the variety of muscles in your body. And the best program that I have seen to help me with that is TerraFit. Now, TerraFit is a program that you can be a member of for only $25. So go to terrafit.com. And if you want to be in a competition and actually win money for becoming healthier and losing your weight, then you can participate in that. But it's going to help you on those daily tasks that's going to get you to that point. So about a year ago now, I, my husband, and three of my children joined the competition. And because we were dedicated to help each other, we actually won the competition and won hundreds and hundreds of dollars because of it. But the most important thing that I won out of it was I won daily healthy habits. I made some permanent changes in my life. And some of those things, because I did it for 90 straight days and because I felt so good and I lost over 25 pounds, I realized that this is something that I could do for the rest of my life. Where in the past, I might lose 10 or 15 pounds, and within the next 6 months, I'd gain them right back. And then I'd lose them again, and I'd gain them right back. Because I wasn't doing something that I could maintain for the rest of my life. And this program gave me that foundation. It gave me the ability to say, okay, I now will not go throughout the day starving myself because I think that's going to make me be skinny. It's not. I'm going to eat something healthy every 2 hours, and I'm very trying to be conscious about that, an alarm on my phone until I created that habit. But I wanted to make sure that I was feeding my metabolism. Number two, I got really good at liking water. I now love water. I carry a water bottle with me everywhere, and I measure how much water I'm drinking to make sure that I am getting enough water. Number three, I stop eating after 8 o'clock at night or at least 2 hours before I go to bed because my metabolism is going to slow down a bit, and because I'm not up and moving and all that stuff, I don't want to have any extra weight that's holding me up. And more importantly, I notice that I actually sleep better. I actually sleep better when I stop eating a couple hours before I go to bed. So that's our number three. And number four, exercise makes me happy. Even if I just get out and walk, I feel so much better in the fresh air with getting my endorphins and my heart pumping. I love exercise, and I changed my mindset about that because even though sometimes my hip was hurting, I would take my Deep Blue and I'd rub it on there, or my Deep Blue polyphenols, or my marjoram, or my frankincense, and I would really get very clear on, I'm not going to let this pain stop me from getting healthy. And now, with the TerraFit exercise program, I can do weightlifting. I can actually do He-Man push-ups on my toes, at least three of them. So I'm really excited with myself and the progress I've made over the last year because I've made a consistent effort to every day make a choice to become healthier, to maintain a weight that makes me feel good about myself, that I can look in the mirror and say, I love me. I don't have to be a size 3, but I love me because I feel healthy. I look good. I want to be vibrant and happy and the person that I've been designed to be. And we can do that with the help of these products with doTERRA, with the Trim Shakes, with the Terra Greens, with the Lifelong Vitality, even using, we didn't talk about the Slim and Sassy Metabolic Oil Blend. That's a very great blend you'll want to get to know. The Appetite Stem Control Program with the Apothel from Spinach Extract. All of these different things are going to be great tools for helping you eat right, exercise, rest, reduce your toxic load, become informed on empower yourself in self-care, and be proactive in any medical needs that you have. These are the 6 steps we really want you to become very clear on. Your foundation, eat right, get the micronutrients you need, pure water. Exercise, set a goal, do it now before the holidays get here and you'll have habits moving. Don't forget to regenerate so that you can sleep better. Stop eating before you go to bed, 2 hours before you go to bed. And take time to really meditate and think about all the beautiful things that life is giving you. Take that spiritual world and strengthen it through gratitude, through prayer, through self-meditation, and making sure that you're going to master your physical world. Reduce the toxic load. If you're taking unnecessary things in your life, figure out how you can reduce that toxic load and become informed and proactive in your self-care, your medical care. And together, that will create the happy, healthy weight that you're looking for. All right. It's yours, Ryan.
Well, thank you so much, Holly, for sharing all that. I mean, I've I've drank two glasses of water during this conversation. So just thank you applying it. And that's something I do try to stay on top of all the time. I do struggle, to be honest, I struggle with eating on a regular basis, but I do generally hydrate, though. And I notice that if I don't hydrate, man, my head just starts hurting. My body just, it literally feels like my body's grinding against itself. Like even moving becomes more laborious if I don't hydrate. So I'll just piggyback on that advice and say thank you absolutely for reminding everybody of that, and I'll just add my testimony to that. And I hope everybody takes notes from this, and we can hear plenty of stories from you taking what Holly shared with you here today. Apply it to your life. Take some of these challenges. Take an opportunity to set some goals for yourself this week and apply these simple things. So that way we would love to hear your stories of success and what you've accomplished, what you've experienced, either this Friday or the following Friday, whenever you feel appropriate. But I'm looking forward to hearing our community apply these words of wisdom. And thank you again for sharing them, Holly.
My pleasure.
We will be back. Absolutely. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday, again at 9 Pacific, 12 Eastern, with another edition of Daily Drop Radio. We are going to be focusing on skills and training development, so please be sure to be here for that call. And, of course, as always, our Friday call for our testimonials. You can download archives at dailydropradio.com and join the conversation at dailydropfb.com as well. Until then, make it a great day, ladies and gentlemen. Bye for now.